UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
All right, so I'm inevitably going to forget something here, but and kick me out of here of any time.
Texter,
I know you got
says
things
I have to
do.
Get to Spectrum early for makeup. No, I do my own makeup. I get to,
you're damn right,
5 minutes. I can get that done.
What color are you?
I don't know. I'd have to look at my MAC.
We don't see
cosmetics.
Color. We don't see color.
There you go.
Not at all. Not at all. So here are just a couple more things here, and then you know whatever.
Okay.
Catching you, and here's what I realized early about Locke, and he took it well, and I know it irked him at times, and good God, it was tiring for me, but catching Locke and trying to corner him was the formula for the show.
Yes, yes.
It was
that
the formula,
true.
And it was a good formula, but I didn't know that was going to be the case.
When we first started.
I had absolutely no idea that was going to be the case, but trying to catch you, corner you, inconsistency, hypocrisy, it was a full-time job. And I am not kidding. And the reason I bring it up, I remember when the gas bag gambling league, the extra funds,
right,
and I alerted
right.
Coop, I go, we got a threat level midnight.
Right.
And on that show, Process, you'll love this. On that show in the gas bag gambling league, in the 11 o'clock hour, when we called Locke on it, and I called him Jordan Fair, and I was the FBI, we were at Sternberg.
We were.
And the people there were horrified of all of this. But it had to be done. And I didn't want to do it, but it had to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told Coop after we had our blow up off the air, to which all the sales staff was looking at us. I told Coop, you're not in radio until you're in the midst of beef. Because, I mean, and we don't have almost any.
No,
now
you're
that,
right.
Now that, you know, the one dude's, is out of, we don't have any.
Yep.
But it's good to have a little bit.
Every once in a while.
It's good to have just a little bit, right?
Yeah,
like
no.
The time that Bob pulled Jared Stillman out of the studio. Another
oh,
great
God.
Moment. Another
oh,
great moment.
God, I hate
when
that.
Jason
I was
and,
mortified.
When Jason and Ramsey, I mean, I've been in the middle of
yes,
all. I've been in the middle of tons. I was in the middle. Well, I used to work with Matt Jones at 1570 back and forth. I've been in like 7 or 8 of these.
Dockage.
I was like, Coop, this is good for you.
Yeah.
This is
to
good
see it,
for you to
see it.
It.
Absolutely.
Because it's funny.
And it is funny after the fact.
After
and
the
then
fact.
You get through it and you realize this too shall pass. Yes. Well said.
So there
well
you
said.
Go.
I don't think you could truly like somebody until you want to kill them.
That's
right?
fair.
I mean, isn't that
That's
fair?
Fair.
I mean, but if you
is
don't
that how your girlfriend feels after you ruined her birthday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're stronger than ever.
Look at that.
Kind of.
What does
kind
that
of.
Mean?
He dropped
no,
a little
kidding.
Kind
I'm just
of.
Just kidding. No, we are. We're good. Right, no, but good. Seriously, right. do you have to want to hit somebody
Probably.
With a shovel
right.
to, you know, really like somebody?
Have Bob and Darlene been out with their her parents lately?
I don't know. That's a good question. Mom and Dad are busy moving. So, yeah.
Still?
And
that's all, been going all on for like 2 months.
Does that mean you're
there
moving
so
too?
There's so much crap. Yeah, moving in with her. See, yeah. We're you know.
Look at you.
Stronger than ever, baby.
Moving in.
Right?
Living in
Watch
sin.
Watch out, world.
Mom
living
and Dad
sin.
Are so excited oh. that they have another whole room that...
What's
like,
Bob going to
yeah,
put his bobbleheads
yeah,
in there?
Say, yeah, don't put the elliptical in there quite yet. Give Nick a month of living
By
with
way,
someone
the,
else.
By the way,
Fitness market.
The office around here... You know, Bob's office is like kind of vacant right now, and Diener tried to get Patty to take the office, and Pat's like scared of Bob. And I'm like, you think we're gonna see Bob?
No,
like,
that
anytime,
was a whole
even,
thing.
You know, we
I
haven't
had to
seen
broker
him in a-
that between Dad and Patty Ice, and Pops was like, I'm totally fine with it. It's cool. Just you know, put my breakable stuff in a drawer, let Patty use it. And when I come in, I'll use it. It was like. no big deal. And then yeah, it was yeah, a whole it,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Nick. Just so you know, we're trying to do this so we can slowly move Bob out of the office, given that it's never used.
That's
behind the scenes. I
know what my job title is here. Like, it's everyone, it's like producer of, right. You know, the Midday Rush. No, I'm Pops' secretary, first and foremost. So everyone doesn't want to have to deal with Dad. Dad doesn't have to want to deal with the people here. So I get stuck in the middle. Feel bad for me.
Like yesterday when you did 30 minutes of COVID and then seamlessly went to an unknown Indy 500 driver the day that the Louisville football schedule came out.
That was so
I walked in and go, Nick, who the hell is this?
I got baited. Who is this? They gave me somebody who was like...
Like, if it's not an Andretti, you're done.
This
right?
guy, this guy was
Roger Penske? I don't want to hear it. I probably don't want to hear from him either.
He was childhood friends with the Andrettis. I'm not even kidding.
Great. By the way, the A's bench coach... has now apologized for unintentionally making the apparent Nazi salute.
Yeah, I saw that
you
apology.
Did it twice, dude.
Well, the second time, though, and Biscuit was saying that. He did it the same. He was saying, oh, my bad, I did this. Oops, and he repeated it. I'm not even wandering down that path. He's going to keep his job.
You didn't know?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, what do we
you
have?
You asked me to call somebody.
All right, we got another break-in. As
that's
usual,
badass,
I have no control over my show. Andy has already broken in. We've had the shadow producer. I have no idea who's on the phone right now, but it is the Midday Rush on ESPN 680, 105.7, Lachlan McLean's last day. Hello, and welcome to the radio airwaves. Be nice.
Lock, it's Strebel.
Oh, James Strebel!
Wow, he's not listening to KSR
Round
today.
Daddy, look at this. The man! I am so freaking proud, by the way. Can I just say this before Strebel says whatever he says? Of the folks on our air, A, for the station, for giving the opportunity, for these people who chase dreams and then they come true on our air. You look at Ennis, you look at Rummage, you look at my guy James Strebel. These are things they wanted to do, and they pursued their passion, and they work for no pay and low pay, and next thing you know, they're on the radio, and I think that's really cool. And James Strebel is an example of said fortitude and persistence and desire. And I think it's fun.
Strebel, before you you know, do what you got to do here, it does need to be said he got that start because Locke being so negative about UK could no longer be on the UK postgame show.
But we were together for a while.
That's
to kind of grease the skin.
Right. Oh, you handed it off like Terry Wilson will this year 48 times a game. Go ahead, Strebel.
That's 100% true. And Locke, I just wanted to call and wish you well, and thank you for working with me early on and showing me the ropes. Even though the first show that we ever did, you dropped a bomb in my lap right before the show, like the week before the show. Oh, by the way, James, I'm not going to be in the studio. I'm going to be in Arizona, and the equipment may not work. So you may be solo the first time you've ever been on the airwaves. And obviously, I was very nervous, but the equipment did work.
Oh, thank God.
Talked about Drew Barker losing to Southern Miss in my first ever UK postgame show, and it was wonderful. So thank you, Locke, for everything, and I wish you well. And I would say that I would watch you on Spectrum, but I've cut the cord. So
they got the app now.
Twitter.
They have the app. Do you have Spectrum cable? If you have Spectrum cable, you can still see the product with the brand new Spectrum News app. You can watch it on demand anytime. It adds 400,000 people to our potential audience list. Phenomenal.
I love how you just automatically just go with the stats and everything for Spectrum. But yes, we do have Spectrum internet, so
see?
I will be able to download the app.
That's why people, by the way, are like, you're joining a dying entity. Everyone's cutting the cords. Like, y'all realize Spectrum does all your internet, and they now have a thriving mobile phone business as well. And look, there's still a ton of people with cable, so don't you worry about
Strebel
my future.
Quickly, before you go back to sleep, I'm sure you just woke up for this at 11 a.m. Yeah. Can you give him one more? Calipari's lost his touch. Come on, for old time's sake.
I did have to laugh at the Herald Leader today, writing the article on the 2021-22 Kentucky roster. I'm like, have we already decided that this season is so much of a waste that y'all going to underachieve and fail to win again? We're already kicking the can forward now with UK. BBN already looking forward to Sky Clark and Brandon Huntley, Hatfield and Paolo Banchero. You're already there because you know this year ain't going to be nothing. Strebel, what do you got?
There you go.
No, it's recruiting never stops at Kentucky
that
basketball,
is true.
Locke. It does stop at Virginia basketball, and maybe Kyle Guy can steal a minute or two from Yogi Ferrell next time the Kings play. But good journeys, my friend. I'll be following you on social media, and hopefully we can keep this going. And just good luck, man, and appreciate everything you've done.
All right, thanks, James. I appreciate it.
Good
journey. You are a good soul.
That's good journey. That's what he said. That's what he said to caller Emily that one time, Nick.
He said
good journey.
Okay, here's my other.
I did, Andy. You're right.
Here's my guys. Oh, all right. See you now. Which button is going to put him on a hold and not cut him off?
You know what? Don't even worry about it. It's that one.
All right. Fan Outfitter Twitter poll. Who would you rather have on your NBA team? Keldon Johnson, Romeo Langford.
Because
all I hear about now
Keldon's playing a little bit, right?
Yeah, 20 last night.
Did he really?
Or 2 nights ago, whatever the case may be. So anyway, just throw that up there for S&G as we do random Twitter polls as we get on.
I like that.
You like that?
Man, I don't have anything else. Right, well, listen, you've been great for the station. And heartfelt, we're going to miss you. I love doing the show with you. Listen every day. We are in the works of what we're going to do. I'll talk about that a little bit this afternoon on my show. But we got to keep in touch in some way.
Yep.
I want to have you on the air.
Yep.
If they allow you, obviously.
I think they will. I think there's going to be like a month or two where they're like, look, be ours, and then I can
promote what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to ask you, hey, what do you think of Trump?
Right.
Hey, what about Rudy Giuliani?
Yes, don't do that.
And by the way, I mean, Rudy Giuliani went from America's sweetheart to dope and like
the
rails. Big time heel turn. It's Hulk Hogan-ish.
Yeah.
It's Hulkamania to the NWO is exactly what it is.
The leg drop on Savage.
It's a leg drop. So, no, you've been great for the station. I always appreciated. People get mad at opinions, and people got mad at my opinion last night, but it's so hard to find people that have like opinions that are well thought out, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, for last night, my whole point was with the Rondell Moore thing, you hit on it, but and this will be it for me, is Rondell Moore did almost nothing for Purdue. Like he had the one great year. And by the way, he's better than Tutu Atwell. He's more rounded than Tutu Atwell. He's going to be drafted in a better spot than Tutu Atwell. It's so much like the Tyler Hero discussion with Kyle Guy. But in college, he played one great year, was injured last year, and it's like, well, you hold it against him. If a guy doesn't play, yes. It's not like if Louisville loses Mikael Cunningham that this year, if he gets injured, it's like, no, it's like those
That's
losses,
part of his legacy.
Yeah, those losses are still going to count. You know, those losses are going to count. And so last year he was injured, and then this year he sat out. And I'm not calling him cowardly or anything, but he's not playing. He decided not to play, and Purdue wasn't going to be any good anyway. So, I mean, I think that was part of it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you want to go 4-win team and be the only guy, right, getting smacked ready for the NFL? Tutu Atwell, college-wise, it ended up being that was the right guy to get. And that's shocking. And people said, well, go get both of them. And that's a valid argument. But Louisville's also not Alabama.
Right, right.
Yeah, just go get Tutu Atwell and Rondell Moore. Sure, that's what Louisville's always done. Just go get the two top guys in the country at any position. But like Bobby Petrino may have been dumb luck that he got him. Sure, but in the end, now that we're armed with hindsight, and if Tutu Atwell puts up, I don't know, 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns this year and is another all-ACC player, I mean, he had a better college career. Doesn't mean he's an NFL player.
The only thing is that take is predicated on having a college football season. If we don't have a season, then you'd have to walk that back.
I would.
But if we have a season, it would be like, it's the analogy I thought of it. It would be like if Patrick Mahomes opted out, and then you say, well, hell, you could have had Lamar, and Lamar Jackson plays. Then you say, well, Lamar Jackson's better than Patrick Mahomes. You're like, no, he's not better, but he's playing. Like, in the end, that actually matters if you decide to play. So that was a great take, because in this era where you know sports happening, you got folks riled up, which is
their input on wide receivers, that's like Nick Valvano telling you about time management process, telling you about not looking like Kurt Cobain and me, you know, filling you in on cargo shorts and weight loss.
Or you process know, right, telling right. you where specific universities are located in America. Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right, I'm out of here, brother.
Good stuff, brother.
Love you. Love
you. Thank you so much. Right. I will be around. I got to be. Right. I got to be. I know it's a fake promise, but I got to be because you guys are my fans.
Well, we are going to dub some stuff over. We're going to have to a Spectrum. Like, oh, we've already talked about how we're going to have to do this.
I did a story last night on cockfighting, and I was just 100% sure y'all were going to have the audio.
They didn't call it anything else. They called it cockfighting?
That's what they did, yeah. Yeah.
TV's so safe. I didn't know you could say that.
By the way,
your guy Ken Taylor putting you on blast with the Louisville Lightning thing.
That was cold. On his anniversary, you're going to do me like that, Kent. Golly, I like him. That video is embarrassing, but
it is what it is. Welcome to my career.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, fellas. Andy Sweet. Thanks, brother. Look, take a time out. Texts have been fantastic. I am literally going to read them. We have a ton of sound to get to as well, so keep it where you got it. We got 42 minutes left of the Midday Rush.
You're listening to the Midday Rush with Lachlan McLean.
Walter Cronkite, Tom Brokaw, Lachlan McLean. One of these is not like the others. In fact, this would be a better, much more accurate list. Ron Burgundy, Evan Baxter, Lachlan McLean. Yeah, those are the true news journalists. Locke, I truly am happy for you. You know and I know that there's some great people over at Spectrum. I can't wait to see you do your thing and crush it, just like your Achilles. You crushed that, right? I digress. I do have a warning for you, though, as you transition to being a news guy. Be prepared to be blamed for everything that's wrong in the world. It's what news people have to deal with every day. In a nutshell, Diener's going to go after you now, too. In all seriousness, Locke, happy for you, my friend. You are truly a good dude and a genuine stand-up person, and that's rare for UVA to produce people like that. I can't wait to watch you on the telly, as we say in London. And hey, whoever updated Locke's Wikipedia page already, mad props. It already says former radio host. I bet it was Sweeney.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da.
Good stuff from the churn dog. Oh, man. People are nice. People are nice to me. This is the thing you realize. You put it on Facebook, you get like 200 people saying nice things about you and everything else. And I'm not used to that. I don't seek out that type of positive attention. It's one of the things that has made me, you know, I understand why I'm the easy butt of jokes, because I can take it, because I don't need that type of validation. That being said, when you get it, it's fun. Like, even that clip was him making fun of me, but then saying nice things. That's the way life should be, and I appreciate it very, very much. And again, we've got a bunch of people who have weighed in and want to say good things, and the text line's rolling, and Nick and I were talking during the break that, you know, we're going to run out of time for all the things that we want to do, so we're going to do as much as we can for all the folks who have reached out. Nick sent a blanket, hey, would you want to say something nice about Locke, and he's gotten 35 minutes worth of sound. Like, we're not going to be able to play it all, but I'm so grateful. So Nick's going to put all that in a special folder where I'm going to be able to go back and listen to it. So we're going to play as much as we have time for, but just for everyone who has said nice things or done nice things on the way out, it's not a real goodbye, because I'm still going to be in town, and, you know, in the last 5 minutes I'll do my kind of whatever you want to call goodbye, but I don't want to let even 15 minutes of the show go by without just expressing my gratitude for the opportunity to do sports radio in this town, which I think is the best. It was obviously the best college sports town, college basketball town in America, but it's just the best. I think it's got the best, highest percentage of female knowledgeable sports fans in America. It's got the passion, and it has been an honor and a privilege. I'm probably, you know, if in case I forget to say this in 30 minutes, it's just, I am grateful every day, legitimately, for the chance to do sports talk radio with you guys and for you guys, and I appreciate all the kindness. Just a couple things we tease, a couple just sports takes to get to. Again, the Atarian television reboot. You know what? We did that. The NBA mock draft aggregate. I just did think this was kind of interesting. Just do one quick sports take before we go back to the melancholy Auld Lang Syne type of goodbye stuff. But Hoops Hype came out with a basically bracket matrix for 2021 mock drafts. Not this coming one, but the one that's coming up. And, you know, where they compiled mock drafts from ESPN, NBADraft.net, CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, Sports Illustrated, USA Today. They put all those together and came up with a composite of who the projected top draft picks are right now. Cade Cunningham's number one, Jalen Green, Jonathan Kuminga. No surprise that Brandon Boston Jr., number 8 for UK, and Terrence Clark, number 10. So Kentucky has two projected top 10 picks on this year's roster, and that is why they're so excited. What I thought was interesting, David Johnson from U of L, in an aggregate of mock drafts, number 13. David Johnson enters the season as a lottery pick by a consensus of drafts at this point. So as you evaluate, that's why I thought it was so laughable at the time, and it remains laughable, and you want to take on the way out. UK fans, we did a survey. Would you rather have Devin Askew or David Johnson? And there were UK fans who voted for Devin Askew. And people like that need to stop and get over themselves, because you're being stupid. David Johnson is going to be much better than Devin Askew, and that's not to say that Devin Askew won't do a fine job for UK. But get real with yourself at times. That's some of the frustration, and I understand that U of L has just as many fans who overrate their players, and I totally, totally get that. But this is an amalgamation of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 mock drafts, and David Johnson comes up as number 13. That is a position of strength for the University of Louisville, and he is just about, when you talk about great Terrence Clark is, he's 10th, David Johnson 13th. They should be in the same sentence as you evaluate these teams going forward. The other thing, Samuel Williamson only showed up in 2 of the mock drafts, one of them as a first rounder in CBS Sports mock draft, and I'm looking here. Where'd he go? Early second round in NBADraft.net. Again, according to the drafters, he's 51, which would be a second round pick, which in this day and age, dudes do leave school to be a second round pick. Keon Brooks not mentioned at all. So again, we talk about the Samuel Williamson, Keon Brooks, who's going to make the jump, who's a better player. They were the exact same player as freshmen. The NBA folks think, as I do, Samuel Williamson has more potential to make that jump. But there you go. There's a quick, and I mean, I kept that to a minute, quick sports take on the last day. All right, text line 437-9680. Let's see. Okay, there's a bunch of negatives. We're not going to do that. Texter says, I remember at the beginning, you guys didn't even know how to pronounce Strebel's name. Texter says, is doing AM sports radio truly the realization of someone's dream? That's snark, which I love, but hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah. Texter says, station won't be the same without you, Locke. Never afraid to make fun of yourself. Keep the baseball takes coming. Texter says, Locke, quit being a simp, dude. I don't know what that means. Texter says, Locke, can you please speed this up? I heard the guy that comes on after you gives wall-to-wall COVID coverage. Texter says, I forgot how much I missed Andy and Locke talking over each other. Texter says, which will happen first? Locke talks to someone at ESPN Louisville, or Locke's face comes off the window of the studio?
Oh, God, that's a good point.
We still have Jason's face up there. It's been a year.
We saw worldwide on the Tyler Mountain Water spot.
I mean, yeah.
That's me. That's on me.
Texter says, Trump said plasma the same way Locke says rather. Texter 437-9680. Locke does his own makeup at Spectrum. Now I know why he looks plastic on air, like a middle-aged Ken doll. Okay. Texter says, seriously, though, you've been here. This is Texter says, Louisville Locke loves number 13 and hates number 10. What in that last sentence did I say I hate Terrence Clark? Ever once, that is you listening with an agenda, and I will just point that out. You are a dope. I just said David Johnson and Terrence Clark, from an NBA perspective, should be thought of in the same sentence because they show up at the same place in mock drafts. I never once said hates number 10. That's agenda listening. That's on you, and that's, I don't know what to tell you. That's on you. You suck. No, you don't suck. We all love each other. It's just good-natured ribbing. All right, Texter, seriously, you've been an entertaining listen for me for the last several years, no matter how much you crap on UK. Best of luck to you, Louisville Locke. Texter says, you followed the most knowledgeable sports fans in the country with, you're just being stupid. Texter says, gonna miss you, Terry Miners. I mean, Locke. Texter says, Andy and Locke were a great team. The Midday Rush finale slash reunion's been a great way to send Locke off. He even got one last rather on the last day playing all the hits. Texter says, I remember, okay, no, we're not, these are recycling because we're getting so many. Okay, now, wow, we've gotten a whole new page of texts in the last time that I hit reset. This is going to be interesting. Texter says, Andy and Locke on the radio is the best combo, was the best show. We'll miss you, Locke. Good luck. Texter says the UK player that Locke disliked the most was Cash Daniels. No, I don't care about Cash Daniels. Texter says, wasn't intern Abby Locke's favorite?
She was the only one that was an IG model.
All right, we have another break-in. Oh, boy, here we go. The one and only, you know him, you love him, wearing a 1998 Daytona 500 T-shirt, so that's about on brand. We're playing the Days of Thunder music. It is Patty or Petty Ice, depending on the mood and the day. Jumping in, how are you, my friend?
What's up, MC Lean Eats Booty? That was my fantasy football yes, team name from last year.
Yes, it
MC
was.
Lean Eats Booty. Yes. We did not do good last year at all. But this is, for me, like, I got some mixed emotions. But I was talking to Process about this yesterday, and I was like, I don't want to call in because Nick asked everyone to give, like, this two-minute spiel.
Sure.
And I was like, for Locke, I don't want to give, like, I don't want to try to be funny because, like, you and I have this weird dynamic where every time he's out, he always comes to me first.
First and foremost.
And I just want to say I always greatly appreciated that because in radio, you know this, like especially if you're starting out, it's impossible to get opportunities.
Yep.
And that was probably the most frustrating thing for me as a young professional is like, how the hell do I get behind a mic and get an opportunity? And you were always that person here that gave me a shot to get on the air and let Nikki and I hold down the fort and more power.
Seriously, that was awesome. Thanks.
More power to you for letting us do that. I mean, it's been fun. And I have to say, I just wanted to say this real quick. And this happened, I don't know if you've heard this story or not. This happened about 2 weeks ago, and we're sitting at this seafood restaurant in J-Town. And Hannah and I are eating dinner, and she says to me, she goes, hey, look, it's your guy. And I turn around, and it's you guys on Spectrum are doing a story on Scotty D. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Scotty D. She goes, no, it's your other guy. And then it shows the camera angle on Lachlan McClain. And I was like, well, I think he's my guy. I guess he's my guy. I don't know if I'm his guy. But like that's just the weird dynamic that we all have.
We're
all each other's guy here, but like we're all just kind of had these weird relationships. We're a family, but we're not a family because we all don't see each other all the time. Like that's just ESPN in Louisville, just the weird dynamics we have here. But I will say one other thing, and I'll never forget this. One of my all-time favorite Locke McClain moments is Locke's a company man, right?
Try to be.
And
company man.
This is back in the day. I can't remember where the remote was at. We were trying to do a remote, and somebody had dropped the ball in equipment. Imagine that, guys. Imagine somebody dropping the ball in equipment. Well, I roll up to Locke's house because Locke's like, you know, look, I'll just take the equipment out to dinner in the morning, blah, blah, blah. And this is early, early into my days here at ESPN Louisville. And I didn't think Locke was like – I didn't think Locke's – was loaded. I'm sorry. You may not want me to say that. I rolled up in this neighborhood, and I believe
Forest,
you
son.
Not.
I know. I did the same thing one time.
Because you have to remember, I'm not from around here. I grew up west of Indianapolis. I don't know the names of the rich neighborhoods and whatnot. So I roll up in here, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Like, what does this guy do? And then I roll up, and Locke's got, like, the all-American family.
Yeah.
He lives on a golf course. Yeah. They've got the Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
They've got, like, this nice-ass pond in the back of the, like, your yard.
It is a very scenic view.
Like, lake pond, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? So I come in the next day, and Andy Sweeney, I tell him a story. He goes, oh, he married into money. You know, Carolyn's the thoroughbred. And I was like, wow, well. Good for him for marrying Carolyn because
amen,
woo!
Amen.
But that's my long
that was your eye opener
because
look, sports you don't get into sports radio to make money. Let's be very clear. Career advice for every little junior out there: you get into it because you love talking about sports.
And Papa John's gift cards.
And gift cards, yeah. But, I mean, you get into
Papa
this
Dia,
business.
That's a whole other story, too.
You get into this business for the intangible stuff. And every once in a while, when you can get something tangible, right. It's nice. But, yeah, look, we're a two-income family. I used to make money back in my previous career. So that's where the house comes from, not from the current endeavors. But I appreciate the shout-out.
Lock ain't poor is all I'm saying,
thank
brother.
Thank you for that note on the last side. All right, that is Patty Ice. You catch him on Trading Paint Sunday mornings here on the ESPN Louisville family of stations. And he works hard, dude. He works hard. Talk about hard work. Patty Ice gets it done at this station. So thank you for that, Patrick. All right, couple more texts and we'll have the hate montage because it is really good. It's never been heard before. Texter says, Locke admitting he never kissed a girl till college is his least favorite moment of the show. Yeah, that wasn't a good one. Texter says, Locke, really going to miss you. You do a great job. Listen to you all the time at HAS. Enjoyed your comments, comparisons, and analysis of Calipari. Love it. Good luck. Hope to hear you on the radio again. Texter says, does Locke have a fans-only account on IG? No. Texter says, although if I need income, maybe that's the way to go. For Texter,
only fans, baby.
From 10 to noon, I've tuned in, and even though I rarely agreed with you when it came to my Hoosiers, I enjoyed your unbiased takes on UK and U of L. Thanks for keeping me entertained while I was working. Thanks, boss man, and good luck. All right, let's get to the hate montage, and then we're going to get to people saying nice things about me on the way out, and then we're probably going to go over the top of the hour, just letting you know. I mean, Bob, heads up, because probably I had a hard out the last time I had a goodbye, and I ran out of time, and whatever. We used to, at my old place, have a rant line where people could call and leave a recorded take on the sports issues of the day. And it was a way to not just take calls, but get more opinions on the air. And it only lasted like 6 months because it got to be so much work to go through 35 minutes of voicemails every day and clip them off. And frankly, at that time, I could get enough calls. I didn't need it. It just became, but the point was, and what you're about to hear, people just decided to call the rant line whenever they didn't like me. Like, that was what they did, which is totally fine. Like, you do, as I said earlier, you do radio to get a reaction. And many times those reactions are positive. I've read a lot of very nice texts today. Many times they are not. So I, for my own personal amusement, made a montage of people who didn't like me off this rant line. Now, it is, because it's a recorded hotline, chock full of profanity. I mean, there was so many F-bombs. I gave Nick the task of, like, you've got to edit out, like, it's a two-minute clip, 200 profanity, whatever. I'm exaggerating. But so, I don't know if you'll get the sense of it with it sanitized like this, but it's never been played, and it's a reminder that this is what we as sports talk hosts get from our audience. We get it on the text line. We get it back in email when that was a thing. Luckily, we don't get it that much in person. But if you're going to do this job, you better have a thick skin. And here's an example why.
Yeah. Yo, Lord, John out of Louisville. I think you've wore your welcome out. I think it's time for you to move on. You're a dickhead. You don't know nothing. No, you're full of shit. That's it.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, once again, Lachlan, that you have no class.
It's a Louisville town, man. We don't live in Lexington, dude. You need to go back to Virginia where you came from, little punk bitch.
You suck, you suck, you suck, Kentucky sucks, Calipari sucks, you suck, you suck, you suck.
Man, I'm so sick and tired of you, dude. I wish you would croak a heart attack or something, man. And I'm tired of your old Virginia loving ass, man. I'd rather you talk about Virginia than Kentucky all the time, man. Little scrawny bastard. I'd like to see you out of the dark family somewhere. I'd beat the living hell out of you.
Wee!
You are the biggest coward in the world. Let people make their point, okay? You're an idiot.
You have to be the most negative, cynical media member that I've ever listened to on the radio.
Why ain't we heard nothing about this old new report about Wall and Cousins been receiving improper benefits, man. You don't ever bring that up while you're all on Calipari's nutsack. I don't know why you love that, man. You must love that Italian or something, man. You must be giving it to you good or something, Mark.
How come you never talk about where you grew up in Chicago? The rich suburbs of Chicago, and you're a Northern Yankee who went to Virginia and you paid $100,000 for education, and all you are is a stinking dust job.
hockey.
You know what, Locke? I have to say this. I tried to be nice, but you are completely full of shit.
I would like to talk to somebody who can give me a reason why this idiot is on the radio. You dumbass.
So that, again, it's so much better if you can hear the pure vitriol and the guy who wants to take me, my scrawny bleep, into a back alley and beat the bleeping bleep out of me and all that stuff. So that is what we live with. That is what we live with. For those of you who say, I want to do sports talk radio, that's what you live with. It means you're getting a reaction, but it's not all bad. So anytime I would let that kind of stuff get me down, I would have something that would lift me up. And Nick, do we have the second one? All right, so that is the bad, but here is the good when you host a Sports Talk radio show.
Hello, I'm into sports, sort of, but at night I just enjoy your voice so much. It's just listening to you gives me a boost. I'll not leave my name, but I do want to say how much your voice just makes a person happy. And in the evening, it's so great to hear you. Thank you so much.
I mean, how great is that?
Aww.
Grandma says my voice makes her happy. Like, you can't beat that. So it takes a village. It takes all kinds of opinions to make Sports Talk Radio go. But, boy, it has been one fun ride. Hey, let's remind you, we are your home for the Cincinnati Reds. That Reds coverage continues tonight, 7:40 p.m. here on ESPN 680. And then this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, our coverage of the Traverse Stakes as we get you ready for the Kentucky Derby. We are exclusive home of the Triple Crown races, and including the Belmont and the Preakness, the entire Triple Crown. But the Traverse tomorrow, 5:30 to 6:30. Here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and that coverage is presented by Kroger, fresh for everyone, and delivered by Papa John's. Speaking of Papa John's, the Picks for Six menu is going strong. Multiple menu items available for just $6 as long as you buy two or more. That includes the ever-famous Papadilla, where Nick got me the wrong one, the medium one-topping pizza, you got chicken, you got dessert items, all $6 on the Picks for Six menu, just buy two or more at PapaJohns.com and with the Papa John's app. And if you're into golf, the PGA Championship is once again underway, day two, and your leader right now, let's give you an update. I'm sure you all anticipated Haotong Lee being your leader of the PGA Championship at this point. He's 6 under. Again,
Did he get picked up in the draft?
Nobody picked him. He was a free agent in our fantasy draft. But anyway, he's your leader for now. Obviously, lots more golf to be played. But if you want to listen to the PGA Championship, it's on 93.9 The Ville. Round two coverage starts tonight at 6, round three tomorrow at 4, and then Sunday's final round starts at 3, all on 93.9 The Ville. That coverage presented by Wooded View Golf Course and Driving Range, Caesars, Southern Indiana, Class Act Credit Union, and Kroger, fresh for everyone. We're back with more on the Midday Rush.
You're listening to the Midday Rush with Lachlan McLean.
Hey, Lach, just wanted to wish you good luck and congratulate you on your new position. Also, just out of curiosity, Spectrum hiring? Asking for a friend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, welcome back. It is not really goodbye. It's just so long for now. I'm still going to be around, he said famously. You'll hear my voice again, as everyone says. I mean, what are the initial reactions when I announce my departure from the Midday Rush? And again, if you're just jumping in, we got about one segment left, which I'm going to try and muddle through. But the first thing they said is, well, what are you going to do to get your takes out? And the answer is, I do not know. I will still have takes. I will still have reactions. It's been a challenge to have to come up with those reactions every day. You wake up in the morning and you look at a blank piece of paper and you have to fill it with content for 2 hours. That being said, it will be equally challenging to not have anywhere to go with your opinion. So I'm going to have to find an outlet, and I don't know what that's going to be. It's going to be an evolving process, but there's going to be part of me that's going to breathe a sigh of relief, and there's going to be a part of me that's going to be like, what do I do now? Of course, the second question is, what does Andy Sweeney do without you for content? And I don't know. Andy's going to have an announcement about the future of this time slot during the 3 to 6 o'clock hour today on The Take, so make sure you join him for that. And the mixtape today is an all Lachlan McLean special from over the years. So I'm sure that's going to be cringeworthy for me, but enjoyable for you. Also happening today, the SEC is going to announce their schedule today. It's not going to happen, I don't think, in the next 8 minutes, but you're going to know by the end of the day Kentucky's two other non-conference opponents. So certainly it is worth tuning in throughout the course of the day here on ESPN 680-1057 as we are your sports leader here in town. One final promo before I go, reminding you that the long wait is finally over and golf's first major is underway. Golfers in San Francisco competing for the crown, and no better way to wager on the action than with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate golf's first major, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including player props, day-to-day action, day-by-day action, hole-by-hole live betting, and more. And as football gears up, DraftKings Sportsbook has rolled out a season-long football pick'em pool, $2 million in prizes up for grabs. Make your picks, watch the games unfold. If you're in Indiana, DraftKings, and all sports gambling, thank God for the Hoosier State, is totally legal, but the DraftKings Sportsbook, safe, secure, reliable. You can deposit and withdraw funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code WHBE when you sign up. That's our call letters. And for a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to a grand. DraftKings Sportsbook, code WHBE. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. That is the last officially sanctioned promo I have to do as an employee of this station, but good luck to them and to you in your gambling endeavors. I'm not off to the greatest start in my gambling endeavors, but we still got three rounds of the PGA. All right, text a couple more. Gonna miss you wearing my bathing suit in your honor. These are the type of inside jokes that if you're just jumping in for my finale, what does that mean? It's kind of fun. There's a part of the audience that has tuned in and gets the kind of inside jokes that we tell, and that's kind of fun. It's fun to be a part of that. And by the way, the audience number, some people are like, oh, Locke's getting out because nobody listens. That is the farthest thing from the truth. As I mentioned, Andy and I had the number one show in the market during a ratings period before we left, and in sports talk, and the ratings for me as a solo host in terms of cumulative listeners are the highest in the market, so I'm very grateful again to everyone who listened. Now, Nick sent out a call for people to say things about me on the way out. We got so much sound. We're never going to be able to play all of it. We're just going to play like a snippet of it. We're going to put all of it on the station Twitter account, the Fan Outfitters Twitter account at ESPN 680. I'm going to personally listen to all of it. So thank you to everyone. But Nick's going to play a snippet of people being nice, and I'm grateful for it.
Hey, Locke, this is Ethan from Louisville Sports Live. Good luck on your full-time endeavor with Spectrum News. I'm sure you'll kill it. And thanks for all the hot takes that you've given over the years and the fact that you never admit that you were wrong. That is awesome. And I hope that you have as much fun as it looked like you did in the Twitter video that Kent Taylor sent out yesterday of you dancing. Good luck.
Hey, Locke, Scott Davenport here. Just want to... I'm going to get to do this twice. Nobody else at ESPN Radio, I don't believe, got to do this when you left HAS to go to Charlotte. So I'm really, really thrilled to be able to say good luck twice. You keep practicing this, you'll get pretty good at it. Hey, Locke, I think something else we share in common, and I appreciate you and your efforts, that we're both the self-named fraternity father to that wonderful staff of producers down there at the station. You and I both constantly are the fraternity father, trying to keep that awesome group of producers in on task. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Wish you the best. You're an asset to the community. But I'm going to say one thing, Locke. Get off the stopping fans coming to games. We need them at games because sports probably unites communities better than anything. If they stay at home and they DVR it, they're not at the games, and we need people to get along. Hey, man, just wishing you and your family the best. Good luck in your future endeavors. I know this, anything anybody can do for you associated with Bellarmine basketball, we're there for you. Thank you, man. Good luck. Take care.
Locke, man, it's Luke's from the Courier-Journal. Checking in once again to wish you nothing but the best in your next chapter.
You know, honestly, I grew up listening to your show riding around town with my dad in his car when I was a teenager. So it was pretty surreal to me when you hit me up on my first day on the job to see if I wanted to be a guest on your show. Now, sure, I learned pretty quick you might not be the best radio host in Louisville. You know, you might not even be top 25. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I don't keep a running list of Louisville radio host rankings. And if I did, I definitely wouldn't be sitting here talking about it on the radio right now. But seriously, you're a great dude. You've always been great on the radio. Always been great to me personally. And I have zero doubts that Spectrum just got an absolute pro. Thanks again for everything. I can't wait to tune in.
Good luck, Locke.
Hey, Locke, Steve Rummage here. Man, at the risk of making you sound really old, I just wanted to tell you, growing up listening to the radio, I mean, you're one of the ones that was always a pro to me. So getting into this business and being able to meet you and some of the, you know, Diener was another one. I just want to say thank you. You were always great to me, and I want to tell you congratulations. And, man, I've got a ton of respect for you. I appreciate everything you've done, and I'll look forward to seeing you every time I turn my TV on because I have Spectrum, and you all set it up that way, so I really have no choice. But congrats again, man.
Hey, Lachlan, Rick Bozich here. You're leaving, and I'm stuck with Sweeney. How did that happen? Hey, good luck to you on your new endeavor. That's from me, that's from Tony Bennett, and that's from Bronco Mendenhall.
Lachlan, outlock the coverage. It's been a great run, man. You've been a very supportive through everything I've been through, and it's been a lot of fun ribbing you about your constantly moving goalposts, your straw man arguments, and always being right until you're wrong. It's just, you're one of a kind, buddy, and good luck at Spectrum. Gonna miss you.
You can't go. No, it's your buddy Connie Joe right here. You can't go, buddy. I mean, listen, who's going to be left at 680 to kiss all that Virginia bootay? Huh? Who's going to do it? Nobody? Wait a minute. Nobody? This is fantastic news. Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. But who's going to bring the cheese for all that wine? Mr. Negative about everything. You know, I'm only serious, friend. I am very excited for you. You're going to do awesome. We are very, very excited in the Taylor, Leonard Taylor family, that is. And congratulations, kid. Well-deserved. Welcome back to the dark side of TV news. See you soon.
Locke, it's B-Hall, man. Hate to see you going. I'm going to miss kicking your ass in fantasy football. I'm just playing, man. I really do appreciate the years that you have given me, the experience, the advice that you have given me over the past few years. It's great working with a radio professional like you. You will be missed in the world of sports radio, that is for sure. Congratulations, though, on the Spectrum job. Looking forward to seeing you on TV every day, even though I see you on TV every day already. Also, thanks for proving the myth wrong that people in radio don't have a face for TV. We appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for sticking up for all us radio people out here. But I know it's a good job, and seems like a lot of good things are going on over there at Spectrum. So good luck, buddy, and go Cavaliers.
You know, I'm really, really glad you got this new gig because I was just reviewing your Twin Spires account. And let's just say you aren't quite the 50-50 better when it comes to horse racing. Then again, why would we be surprised when you think that unbeaten Triple Crown winner Justify is overrated? Anyway. Congrats again. We'll look forward to seeing you on TV around the clock with the local news, features, sports, and weather's on the one. Congrats. Bye.
That is just amazing. My mic, my headphones, I got unplugged right as the thing ended. So my response, I'm overwhelmed. And that's just a snippet. And by the way, Bob knows we're going over the top of the hour. Sorry about that. But that's just a snippet of the people. There was so much more that came in. But just those kind words are. I mean, they're overwhelming. They're so nice. People are very, very nice to me. Let's do a quick top of the hour reset so we can remain FCC compliant, and then I will say my goodbye. Dick, it was the top of the hour. It's kind of something that happens every top of the hour. And again, Nick... God bless Nick Valvano, who has been a phenomenal producer and friend over these years. He doesn't have his headphones on, so I don't know if he can hear me. But leaving the entire urination clip in the goodbye montage on brand. I'm screaming, get this off the radio. Well, like, it's funny for a second. It's not funny for 45 seconds. But I thought it was a clip of you peeing in the sink. I thought that was the bit. I was like, well, why? I don't understand. Are you now we're going to hear Nick's voice. I'm done peeing in the sink. Now I'm going to do my tribute to you. But that's not what it was.
No, it was. I'm sorry. I should have trimmed it. I know for time. All right. Process, want to say something? Okay. I know you want to say goodbye.
Okay. As long as your dad doesn't care, like, I got nowhere to be.
I didn't even think about it. I haven't said anything to you. Not that I'm pretty sure you'd sleep okay at night, but I don't have anything prepared, but I just, it's been a lot of fun. You do a different show than dad, and you guys are both, I hope I don't get choked up here. We got a lot of talent at the station, and we all bust each other's chops a lot, but we are a family, you know, a dysfunctional one maybe, but still a family. And I know you and dad have butted heads. One of my favorite memories was
the Olympic Channel
and him. He was alone at a remote I feel bad for this place. They had great food, but it was in a bad location. They didn't last super long. So we were there, and we were there before they opened. So no one was there but the staff, and you and him got into it, and he is screaming about the Olympic Channel, and the fry cooks and the wait staff are slowly start, because you know the people at a remote are super nice. Hey, you need anything?
Yeah.
They slowly hiding behind the bar, and he is just ranting like a lunatic. And the first bit of lunch crowd, the blue hairs start coming in, and they immediately turn around and leave. And it was so. But I know you had some battles, and you guys do different brands of radio, but you guys are both legends of the town. We were, we all grew up listening to you, dude. Like, all the guys here. Like, I mean, so I don't want to get, sappy. It was a lot of fun working with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me participate in any bit. I'm sorry for the things I didn't make. I have a whole list of liners I meant to play for you today.
Right.
From stuff I got mixed down and never actually played.
I'm in the same boat. Like, I went trying to find that audio, and I was like, oh my God, we could have been playing all this stuff for all these years. Now, Nick got me. He got this whole basket of stuff out there. I didn't know who it was from. He just told me it was him. It was Smirnoff Ices and Diet Mountain Dews and Goya Beans. That was really funny. And a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I haven't even gone through it yet, but there's some goodies out there. And Nate brought in donuts, and I mean, people have been extraordinarily kind, but thank you, Nick. It is weird to me to think that people listened to me growing up, but I mean, I guess when you think about it, you've been on the air 16 years. That's what happens, and it has been a year off in Charlotte. Like, I say 16 because it's shorthand. I took a year obviously away, but it has been a heck of a ride. All right, does Process want to jump in here real quick, or
you want to hop on real quick?
All right, so this is a Process who for some reason has taken an affinity to me, which I don't know. All right, now the headphones broke. Everything about this last show is so on brand.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead. I just wanted to say, man, I've loved coming in here and ruining your show and shouting over the mic in the background. I've always had fun. I mean, it's been since I was an intern, doing Diener's show, I would sit there and I would work and do Diener's show with Worldwide, and I would come in and I would watch the Midday Rush before I would leave and walk away, and I just loved watching you and Andy do your thing, and you've allowed me to keep that tradition going of sitting next to the producer and watching the show, and I just wanted to say I really appreciated it. And the first thing when I told my friend that I got a job here, he said, does that mean you have to work with that a-hole Lachlan McLean? And ever since then, I've loved working with you. So thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate
much.
It, man.
All right. So people have been so kind, and I don't know how much the audience enjoys these tributes and frankly, who cares? Because I enjoy them. So I appreciate everything. There was even more sound that we couldn't play of people who wanted to say nice things about me. And I am truly, truly moved. You just can't understand. I don't do this for recognition. I don't do it to be liked, obviously. I do it because it's been a passion and it's something that I have naturally just evolved into. And the last 16 years of my life, this has been, you know, coming up with opinions and generating a reaction. And I said it earlier, this is such a great town to have done it in. It's such an awesome sports town with the passion and the UK-UofL rivalry and the knowledge of the fan base and the interest and the ability to put up with me. And obviously, you're not a sports talk radio host unless you have some ego, right? To have the audacity to think that anyone would care about anything you have to say, you have to have some type of ego. That would be naive to think otherwise. But I like to hope, and I like to think that my legacy has been that I am not that ego driven, that I am just happy to be part of a team, happy to be part of a family, happy to play a small role in the success of whatever endeavor I'm involved in. And I know when I came back to Louisville from Charlotte, and you know, I had multiple opportunities to do different things, but I believed in what was going on at ESPN 680, 105.7 and ESPN Louisville, that family, and that belief has been totally justified. And the people at this station, the talent at this station, both on the air and behind the scenes and in the sales department, I mean, the future is just so bright, which is why it's weird to leave a place where the future is bright. But frankly, as I've said, I'm leaving one good thing for a great thing. I think the future is really bright at where I'm going at Spectrum. But the folks here, I said it at the top of the hour, I want to repeat it. We are a family. I would fight for any of these people. I feel like they would fight for me. The reason they're able to give me so much grief is because we know we love each other, and it's in a you know, whatever fraternal sense. It's a real fraternity, I guess, is a good way to put it. But I just, all the guys here, and everyone pays attention certainly to the on-air people, and so I'll just say a second or two. I mean, Diener's show is so consistently excellent. Remember when Mike and Mike went off the air and everyone's like, 22 years of Mike Golic, and what are you going to say? And people are like, and what I said was, the guy was never bad. I mean, you could tune in any time and it would almost always be good. That's Diener. Like, every single morning he brings it every time, and his ability to get the best out of his guests, to take the show from sports to non-sports and back again, and it's just so consistently excellent. That's been awesome. Bob, obviously we joke about butting heads. Nobody breaks a game that he's seen better down than Bob Valvano, and nobody's a better storyteller than Bob Valvano, and that's why you listen to him, or well, you listen for whatever reason you listen to, but why I listen to is that Bob could talk about almost anything, and because he's such a great storyteller, it would be compelling and interesting, and then obviously the X and O knowledge of the game. And look, we had Andy on earlier. This guy has the best radio instincts of almost anyone I've worked with. I said it at the time. The 3 years that we were together was the most fun I've had on the air in radio. I had a ton of fun at the old place, I'm not going to lie. And Diener talked about this. There was a stretch at the old place, and I don't want to get too reminiscent about other employers, but it was me and Tony Vannetti and Adam Neft and Brian Hash and Drew Diener and Matt Jones and Terry Miners, and I would go to work every single day and know I was going to laugh. And there is such a beauty about that, of knowing you're going to laugh. And so off the air, I mean, that was the best environment I've ever been in. But on the air with Andy Sweeney, I laughed every day on the air with him. And that's because his instincts about what is entertaining were so good. And I was a guy who lived in the world of, it's just got to be sports. It's just got to be sports. And he's like, no, it's got to be entertaining. And he would pull that out of me. And then I would try and get it back to sports, and that combination, it worked. It absolutely worked. And I learned, like, I'd been in the business 13 years or something before I got with Andy, and I learned from him about how radio can be better. And I hope that the show as a solo host has been better because I was able to work with Andy. And I listening to him and the show he does now in the afternoons, and his potential and his gifts has been a real pleasure for me. So that was a blast, just an absolute blast to have. have him as my co-host. And then obviously the guys over on 93.9, I don't get to listen to as much, but I mean, Ennis is as consistently informative as any host you're going to find out there. I mean, he's just so good. You learn something every single time, and he does it in a compelling way as well. Plus, he's such a quality dude. Like, you just know Mark Ennis behind the scenes. You hang out with him at all. And we butt heads about things too, but like, no, there's never any hard feelings about any of this. And then Mabin and Rummage, and they were going to simulcast the last bit of this goodbye, which of course I went way over the top of the hour, so sorry about that. I'm now, and Bob's getting ratings credit for this beautiful montage too, or this beautiful goodbye that I'm giving is going on Bob's ratings. But anyway, those guys do a phenomenal job communicating their love of their team. And how could you want anything more than that when you listen to a radio show, when you know what their agenda is? They communicate the love so well. So look, that's the on-air people, and it is such a talented roster. And then there's the other people that pop in, and with Strebel and Blankenbaker and Biskin and all these guys, we are so lucky in this town to have so many talented people to listen to on these radio stations. And I am going to remain a listener, clearly, long after I'm not a part of it. The producers, I mean, obviously, particularly Worldwide and Coop and Nick, and that Andy wanted me to rank them earlier, which is absurd because they all have made my life better. But I mean, certainly Coop went from a fan of the show to producing it, which is an incredible story. And they're giving me rides to Churchill Downtown. I had a jacked up knee. I mean, he was just always, and he was fun. Coop gets it. Coop and Andy are on the same freaking page about getting it as far as entertainment and Worldwide. I'm so happy for his success in Denver because he was just as professional and supportive and friendly and kind and I mean, good for him. And then Nick, as everybody knows this, the biggest heart at this station is Nick Valvano, and everyone teases him, but there is not a nicer person. There's not a better dude than Nick, just in terms of someone you'd want in your corner. He, like me, doesn't take himself too seriously, which is a trait I respect so much, and it has been absolutely a joy to work with him and to see his face. Like, that's what I realized when I was at home, that I was like, you know, I'm doing these shows from home, there's something different. To come in and see Nick's face when I do the show was it's just an absolute blast. And then got all the folks behind these things, Process and Patty and Brian and Mitch and everybody. These are guys, they're good guys, they're not making a lot of money, y'all. They're doing this because they love it, and there is such a respect for me, because I was like that. I was that guy one day where I wasn't making money, but I did it because I loved it, and there's something admirable about that. And so I just have so much love and respect for all those, and none of this would happen without the folks in the sales department. I mean, none of it. I mean, radio's free for you because we establish partnerships with businesses in the community and make them better, and they make us better, and they allow us to bring you the stuff. So Nate running the show, and the most underrated guy at this station, Phil Baker, who does everything, and Dawn, God bless her heart, being the only woman in this freaking den of animals, and Scott Kennedy and Johnny Salzman. I mean, it's just all these folks who make it happen. It's thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to them as well. I don't know. There's going to be no way to put a bow on this. I'm because I don't feel like it's goodbye. I'm not moving. I'm not leaving the town. I'm still here. I'm just here in a different way. But I just, every day, I have been grateful to have the opportunity to talk sports with you guys. And I've been grateful that anyone cares to listen, and I never want to lose that gratitude. I want to reiterate it one more time. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone, pro and con, the people who hate listen, the people who love listen. I'm just so grateful that you've given me the chance to do what I love for 16 years, and certainly that gratitude extends to my family, who has given me the chance and supported a really weird, wild, wacky career for many, many, many years of missing family functions and everything else, and they allowed me to chase a dream, and it has been a dream to do sports talk radio for this many years. So I want to end by just saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. I'll be seeing you around. Tune in on Spectrum. Download the Spectrum News app. Weather on the ones. Don't drive slowly in the left lane. It's been a hell of a run. I hope to see you down the line. This is Lachlan McLean signing off on the Midday Rush.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.